It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. February 14th, 1876, both Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray apply for the same patent for the telephone. This would cause the controversy of who was the true inventor. 1899, voting machines were approved by U.S. Congress for use in federal elections. 1924, Computing Tabulation Recording Corporation, or CTR, becomes IBM. 1929, in what would become known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, seven rival gangsters were killed in the Chicago area by men working for Al Capone. 1933, the first automated speaking clock, which could be accessed over the telephone, goes into operation in Paris, France. 1946, ENIAC, the world's first digital electronic computer, was unveiled by its designers, J. Presper Eckert and John Mulkey, at the Moore School of the University of Pennsylvania. 1961, lawrencenium, a radioactive synthetic chemical element, was first discovered. Its atomic number 103 on the table, with a symbol of LR. 1978, the first micro on a chip was patented by Texas Instruments. 1983, George Mike Stickle and Debbie Furman exchange wedding vows on a computer terminal in Grand Prairie, Texas, using CompuServe's CB Simulator, the first internet chat services. 66 wedding guests from across the country attended the online event, including the bride's parents in Phoenix and sister, who was at a Radio Shack in California. 1984, Lotus Development introduced the Symphony software suite, which was intended to become the successor of Lotus 1-2-3, price $695. 1989, the first of 24 satellites in the Global Positioning System was placed into orbit, and the world's first satellite-based telephone service, Skyphone, becomes the first telephone service available on an airline during a 14-hour British Airways flight from London to New York. Calls would cost starting at $9.50. 1994, the Labyrinth VRML web browser was released by Mark Pesci. 1995, the U.S. District Judge Stanley Sporkin rejects the constant decree settlement negotiated between the Department of Justice and Microsoft regarding Microsoft's alleged unfair trade practices. Sporkin claims that the anti-collusion stipulations were too easy on Microsoft and not in the public interest. 1996, Error 23 BBS and the apartment of Brendan Nash in Richfield, Minnesota, was raided by the local police in course of an investigation into the robbery of a U.S. West van by four teenagers. And Microsoft released Windows 95 Service Pack 1 operating system update. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, Dutch police announced that they have arrested 24-year-old creator of the Anna Kournikova virus, John DeWitt. The virus was released on February 12th of 2001 and transmitted via email that claimed to include a picture of the tennis player. 2003, Dolly, the first successfully cloned mammal, was put down due to a progressive lung disease. And Nintendo released the Game Boy Advanced SP handheld video game system in Japan. It's the same as the Game Boy Advanced with the additions of a rechargeable battery and a flip-up 2.9-inch color LCD. The price, 12,500 yen. 2005, Intel released the 300 MHz Xeon processor, 3200 MHz Xeon 3.2 processor, 3400 MHz Xeon 3.4 processor, and 3600 MHz Xeon 3.6 processor, all featuring a 2048 kilobit level 2 cache, 800 MHz front side bus. Also in 2005, YouTube was established by Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Jawed Karam. They were all employees of PayPal. 2006, the Camino project releases version 1.0 of the Camino web browser for Mac OS X. 2007, Solectron CEO Michael Cannon joins Dell to lead its worldwide manufacturing operations. 2009, Pixel Technologies sues Apple over patent infringements for technologies on Zoom and Pan on the iPhone. And the Facebook fugitive George Appleton was found hung in Manchester, UK. 2011, IBM's Watson won $77,147 to Ken Jennings' $24,000 and Brad Rutter's $21,600. 2013, ComScore notes that even though more people are searching, total searches declined 3% in 2012. And in 2014, Comcast buys Time Warner Cable for $45.2 billion. Comcast would acquire 11 million subscribers in the deal. Although they underbid Charter, Comcast will sell some of the assets to them before they can get approval from the FCC.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.